And I think a lot of people spend time, unfortunately, wasted, whether it's on social media, watching Netflix, or really doing things that aren't helping, you know, anything in their life move forward. They're not focused on building better relationships. They're not focused on their health. They're not focused on building their businesses. And I think what we're doing sometimes is taking that time for granted, like, oh, I will get to it tomorrow or, you know, next week. Well, sometimes, one, hopefully we do, you know, have a next day, next week, or another opportunity to do it. But when that time comes, we may not feel at our best.
Welcome to the Life Balance Mentor Podcast with Kurt Warner. Learn how to create balance in your life as a busy entrepreneur. Gain insights into improving and growing your business and establishing routines that help balance all aspects of life. Listen to the Life Balance Mentor Podcast to get the kickstart you need every week.
Welcome to another episode of the Life Balance Mentor Podcast. I'm your Life Balance Mentor, Kurt Warner. So this episode's going to be a little bit different. I really didn't have anything necessarily planned. And that is really based on a few things that happened yesterday. They really put into perspective for me how important it is to truly live a balanced life, and also how precious life is, and that we have to make sure that we are living it to the fullest in all aspects of what we do every day as much as possible. So the first thing that happened yesterday was, you know, sitting at my desk working away like I am now, and I got a message. And that message was that my middle son, who is in grade 8, was awarded the Excellence Award for his school for the grade 8 graduating class. And that award essentially represents living a balanced life. So it represents a student that has not only achieved from an academic standpoint, but also has showed, you know, compassion, care for others, having a positive and good attitude, as well as being strong in athletics. So it's something that, you know, I'm really proud of, you know, that accomplishment, not for the award itself, but just to actually see my son living that type of life where, you know, it's not all about the grades, it's not all about the sports, it's not all about the friends, but it's actually combining all of that together, enjoying it, and actually exceeding and excelling in all areas. So very proud of you for that accomplishment. The other thing that kind of happened yesterday for me is I was talking to my business partner for Thrive Community, where we actually teach people how to invest in real estate. And I actually had him on this podcast a few weeks ago. His name is Robert Goudet. And, you know, as he shared during that podcast, he's battling cancer. And, you know, it is stage one. Things are going well. Treatment's going well. But he's had a rough few days. And, you know, he said that he took it for granted, you know, after the first few rounds of chemo, how, you know, it wasn't easy, but it wasn't as difficult as he thought it would be. However, this last round has really been challenging and difficult. And it just goes to show that we have to appreciate every opportunity, you know, that we have in life where we do feel at our best, where we do have the energy. And I think a lot of people spend time, unfortunately, wasted, whether it's on social media, watching Netflix, or really doing things that aren't helping, you know, anything in their life move forward. They're not focused on building better relationships. They're not focused on their health. They're not focused on building their businesses. And I think what we're doing sometimes is taking that time for granted, like, oh, I will get to it tomorrow or, you know, next week. Well, sometimes, one, hopefully we do, you know, have a next day, next week, or another opportunity to do it. But when that time comes, we may not feel at our best. So I think it's important that we have to take advantage of the times where we do feel at our best. Like this morning, for example, you know, I got up early and I was feeling pretty good. So, you know, cleaned the house, got outside. We had a lot of snow, unfortunately, yesterday. So I shoveled yesterday, shoveled again this morning. And I just thought to myself, you know, I'm feeling really good right now. What can I do to take advantage of this current state to actually move things forward? So now by taking care of those things early in the morning, my day and my mind is wide open and clear for me to now focus on building my business. You know, I have a webinar that I'm going to now, you know, have to kind of lead and guide because my business partner, you know, because of all the work he did yesterday, isn't feeling 100% today. So I'm going to step in because I have everything else done. My mind is clear to deliver, you know, the best that I can during the session that we're going to do this morning. So I guess my message for this episode, and this might have been more of a ramble than a podcast episode, but the two messages that I want to make clear, you know, one, strive to live a balanced life. Strive to be your best at everything that you do. Make sure that you are focused not only on your work, but also your relationships and your health and everything else around you. And the other one is take advantage of opportunities when you are feeling your best. Do not delay things because you figure you can do them next week, next month, next year, because one, it may not happen. Things are going to change. And if you're not feeling your best, you just won't be able to perform like the way you can today and right now. So speaking of performance, thank you very much for tuning in and listening every week to the Life Balance Mentor podcast. And if you haven't already, make sure you like, follow, and subscribe as I continue to, you know, go on this journey with everybody that's listening. Hopefully I continue to bring value to you guys, share some lessons. I'm going to have some more guests coming on in the next few weeks. We're really looking forward to hearing their stories and having you guys hear their stories as well. And until then, as always, stay balanced.
Thank you for listening to Life Balance Mentor Podcast with Kurt Warner. To help create balance in your life, follow me on social media. The links are below in the podcast description. Don't forget to visit the website at lifebalancementor.com. And as always, stay balanced.